Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, and welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for tuning in, and welcome to the show. The call-in number is 818-301-5834. Join the show right now. We're getting ready to hit it hard and hit it live. Thank you guys for tuning in, those who are listening via your cell phone online, or online at Blog Talk Radio. Thank you guys for listening in as well. And if you are on my show page right now, go ahead and click on that icon that says follow this show. Set that up where you'll be able to follow the show on a daily basis, and you'll never miss an episode of the show. Okay? Now, I also promote the show, guys, daily on Twitter and Facebook and, of course, Blog Talk Radio. But if you are on Twitter, you can follow the show on Twitter at The Frank W. Show. Twitter at The Frank W. Show. You can also follow us on Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, go into your account, go to the top of the page, and type in The Frank Williams Show. Okay? So that means that whether you're on Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, or Twitter, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Now, our show tonight, guys, is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Now, again, thank you guys for tuning in. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. Again, thanks for tuning in. I guess I need to say Merry Christmas to everyone. It's Christmas Eve. We're about 5.5, maybe 6 hours out from Christmas Day. I mean, you know, we're thankful for this day. We thank the man upstairs for all our days and hoping that we have many, many more to come. But today is, and tonight is, I'm asking everyone to please be safe. If you're going out to a party or whatever, please be safe tonight. If you're gonna have drinks, please have someone else that can drive, okay? I'm going to a party tonight, but I'm going to have my 19-year-old daughter with me, so she's our designated driver tonight. Because I know that once I get to playing cards, I tend to drink a little bit. So I'll have a designated driver with us tonight. So I ask that you do the same, okay? You do the same. Have your designated driver with you tonight to take care of the driving for you. So you won't have to drive and you can just have your good time. And then, bam, you're out of there and you're riding home with someone who's very coherent and got their eyes on the road and watching all traffic signals and traffic laws, you know, because when you're drinking, guys, and you get behind the wheel, you miss some stuff, okay? And it only takes that one time for you to go through a red light. And, you know, the police is sitting there waiting for that person to come through that red light. And that person, you know, be you. I don't want that. So you guys get you a designated driver and be safe tonight. Have fun and be safe. Okay? Knock on wood. Have fun. Be safe. All right? Because we all want you guys around. And I want me around for next Christmas, okay? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. I see there are people that are just now joining the show. Today's episode, guys, is entitled Duck Dynasty. Duck Dynasty. You're not above this. Now, I believe the reason why I'm getting a lot of feedback on this show is because of course, this Duck Dynasty has become a gigantic show. It's probably number one in a lot of different areas, and as far as reality shows, and there's a lot of money coming out of this show. Okay, and if you haven't heard that recently, one of the stars of Duck Dynasty, I think it's like the dad, the older guy. He made a comment in GQ magazine, an interview that was done by GQ magazine. He made a comment about you know, gay people. And, you know, that comment led to them, you know, sending him in another direction. And the people that I'm saying is the network, A&E Network. They suspended him indefinitely for the comments that he made. And I had this article pulled up about it. I'm going to try to grab it again. But that's what I'm saying is that, you know, he said that he's not going to back down from what he said. Okay? He said, I love all men and women. I'm a lover of humanity, not a hater. When a member of the class thanked Robertson for saying what he said in the interview, he appeared to shrug it off, saying, I didn't think much of it at all, but it seems like a lot of people did. Okay, and he was suspended indefinitely by the network A&E after saying that, you know, everything is blurred on what's right and what's wrong. Sin becomes fine. Start with homosexual behavior and just morph out from there. Bestiality, sleeping around with this woman and that woman and that woman and those men. That's what he said in an interview with GQ magazine. And now everyone's, you know, in an uproar about that. And he said he's not going to back down from what he said. Okay? So, you know, that probably means that he won't be back on the show. But because they got a huge contract with A&E, you know, the other guys can't just lay the show down or they'll be sued. Okay? So, and that's what they're thinking about. You know, the article says that they were thinking about, you know, just giving in and laying down the show and not doing the show anymore. And, I mean, I can understand that. You know, they're standing behind what they believe in. But let's turn it around because, you know, although you got a huge show making a lot of money, you still are not above the network, okay? The network, although you're making a lot of money and you got a big show, but the network is behind your show, okay? So, and the network, they don't want to have an opinion on homosexuality at all. Y'all with me? They don't want to have an opinion on it. When you ask the network about homosexuality, they lay it off. They say we don't have any comment about that. What's the next question? Okay? They have nothing to say about that. They're not on this side of homosexuality. They're not on that side of homosexuality. Y'all get me now because this is serious stuff. If you ever become a celebrity, y'all with me? If you ever become a celebrity and you're sitting in an interview with someone and they ask you a controversial question like, you know, homosexuality, gay, lesbian, whatever, political, whatever, then you have to be conscious enough to say, hey, I don't have a comment about that. It is what it is. Let those people, you know, be who they are. And that has to be it. You know, you can't lean on this side of the fence or that side of the fence because either side of the fence, you're going to be talked about. Okay? And then if you work for someone else, if you work for a network, then at that point, when you lean across each one side of the fence or the other, they're going to say, okay, I got to break ties with Frank because now Frank said he's with gay marriage. Or Frank said he's not with gay marriage. Okay, so we don't feel either way about it. We don't mind gays. We don't mind straight people. We just want y'all to watch this show. Watch this network. That's where I make my money, is you guys watching these shows that I put out. Okay? So I don't have a comment about gays and homosexuality. I don't want that. So when someone in your group says that or has their opinion about that on camera, then that just is something that's tied to you and your network. So you have to break ties with that. And that's why they suspended him indefinitely. Okay? Same thing happened to Paula Deen. Same thing happened to so many stars that, you know, lose credibility and everything right there in that instant. Right there in that instant. You know, where you said something when, you know, I'm not saying I don't agree with what he said, but what I'm saying is you can't say that when you're sitting up on this pedestal to be neutral about that stuff. You have to be neutral about politics. I'm not saying you don't believe in what you believe in. You do. But when you have someone else signing your paycheck and they don't feel the way you feel, then they're going to have to cut ties with you. Okay? So, you know, if you're a friend of mine and you don't like my wife, then, you know, you're not going to be around my wife. And then I'm probably not going to be, you know, associated with you. Okay? And yeah, because of that, right? That's not the way I feel. So, you know, it's my wife, so I don't have to deal with you. Okay? It's their network, so they don't have to deal with you. Because they don't want you to bring them down. That's the whole thing it's about. That's all it's about. But if Doug Dynasty was your own thing or you had your own network, like Oprah, okay? Oprah can say whatever she wants to say because she doesn't depend on someone else to write her a paycheck. Okay, but she wants you to watch her network. So she's not going to lean this way or that way, although she can, but she's not going to lean this way or that way on those kind of things. She's going to stay neutral with it, keep watching my network. That's the deal, guys. Excuse me. And again, 818-301-5834 if you want to call in and come in on the show. But again, that's, you know, something that's always have to be watched. If you're a celebrity and you're sitting up on a pedestal, someone comes in and interviews you, they ask you controversial questions, then you have to be the one to say, hey, I'm not going to answer that, you know, period. And they'll usually come in and tell you exactly what they're going to ask you before the interview starts. So if that's, you know, that's even better. So if that's the case, then you have to tell them when they ask you that question is, I'm not going to answer that. You're going to have to scratch that out of your interview. Pull in another question. You just can't do it, guys. As a celebrity, you can't do it. Now, I can get on here, I can get on my show and say whatever I want about politics, you know, homosexuality, whatever. Against it, with it, whatever. But there's no one paying me a paycheck to do this. This is my show. So, you know, that's, and then that'll be my comments, my opinion. And you can call in and give your opinion anytime you want. That's what this show is about. But being if I was a celebrity and being out there in the world, then I can't give my opinion like that about either way on the side of the fence, either this side or that side of the fence, about homosexuality. Because now I'm being paid by someone else. Y'all with me? So I'm just saying that about celebrities. They just can't jump on camera or jump in an interview with a microphone and say what they want to say. Because it's going to get turned all around, and then things are going to happen. And with social media today, that stuff goes viral in a matter of minutes. Goes all over the world in a matter of minutes. And that's what's harmful to people, is that that stuff goes all around the world in a matter of minutes through social media. And that's a tough thing about social media. And that's, you know, you get so much information through social media, it's crazy. I mean, my youngest daughter had some friends over, and as they hung out all night long, okay, all they did was look at their phones the whole time. They don't even interact with each other. That's why I said friends over, because all y'all do is look at those phones. If you pick up a book for even 1/8 of that time that you looking at that phone, you look at that phone, I bet they looked at those phones for 18, 20 hours in a day. They were just looking at the phones, doing something. They can't even go anywhere because they have to be next to an outlet to keep the phones plugged in, to keep them charged, keep them going. I mean, kids don't even, they don't even want to talk. All they want to do is text. Why you calling me? Why you ain't send me a text? Come on, man. Why we can't talk? You know, all they want to do is hold these phones in their hand and stare at them the whole time. Sitting in the same room, all three of them sitting in the same room next to electrical outlets, looking at their phones, not even having a good time. Then the next thing you know, up, break time, let's eat. And then right after the eating's over, and they may not even finish eating, because if they hear that phone buzz or whatever, they jump up and run to the phone. It's crazy now. It's crazy. So that story can get out over social media so fast. Okay? If I was a celebrity and I said something about homosexuals, whether it was good or bad or whatever, then that would go out over social media so fast. And in the morning, they'll be calling me and saying, hey, Frank, we heard about what you said last night. Hey, man, this is not good for us. This not good for you, not good for us. So we're going to have to, shut you down for right now. But let's get back together and, you know, maybe this time next year, let's see where we are. You know what I'm saying? That's what's going to happen. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Guys, I have about 5 minutes left on the show. And all I want to say again is please, please be careful tonight. The police are out there. They're looking for people. They want to write tickets. They want to take people to jail tonight. They're looking for people. So be sure to have you some type of designated driver tonight to be able to bring you back home safely, all right, if you're going to be drinking. If you're not going to be drinking, then you're fine. Go ahead and do your thing and come on back to the house. But if you're going to be at a party and drinking, please have some type of designated driver to bring to get you back home safely tonight. Okay? It's Christmas Eve. Christmas is just a few hours away. And then we're going to be bringing in the new year. But Christmas is just a few hours away. I hope you guys have a tremendous Christmas. I will not be on the air tomorrow, but I will be back on Thursday. Okay, same time, same place. 6:30 p.m. right here on the Frank Williams Show. And bundle up, guys, tonight. It's going to be cold. I know here in Atlanta, we're looking at 32, 31, 28 degrees tonight. So please bundle up, you know, put a scarf on around that throat, put your scully on. You know, I got a scully. I mean, a scully is, you know, it comes fit down over your head, fit down over your ears, and, you know, all you feel is a little wind hitting your face. Because you got that scarf around the throat, you got a heavy jacket on, and, of course, you know, pants and boots or whatever you're going to wear tonight. Stay warm, stay hydrated, and, you know, do this, just like I do. Have your drink, have you some water. Have your drink, have you some water. Have your drink, have you some water, and you'll stay hydrated, and you'll be able to have a great time, and you'll wake up in the morning without one of those banging hangovers. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show. Take care of yourselves. Merry Christmas. And I'll see you guys on Thursday, 6:30 p.m., right here on the Frank Williams Show. Good night. Yeah.